Prague is well known for its many cafes, and one of the most famous without question is Café Slavia, which first opened its doors in 1884. Located in Lajanský Palace, which is also home to the famous Prague film school FAMU, Café Slavia offers views of the National Theatre across the street, as well as the Vltava River. Inside, the venue offers charm in the form of original Art Deco design, and with it plenty of history. It was a leading café for intellectuals such as the artist Jiří Kolář, poet Jaroslav Seifert, writer Arnošt Lustig, or the playwright Václav Havel. Café Slavia is nothing less than a Prague institution. Café Slavia's Zuzana Makejková says because of its proximity to the historic National Theatre, it's really no surprise that artists, actors and many others in creative professions still frequent the site today.
The frequency of visitors still remains high, and that hasn't changed. We still count plenty of actors and directors as clientele as well. What is a little different is that the café has also become very popular with many politicians. Of course, many visitors are regular people and tourists, many of whom are especially interested in the history of the café and come to enjoy the view.
During the era of the First Republic, the interior was changed to the popular style of Art Deco. It was frequented by theater-goers before and after performances, and many famous regular customers had their designated spot, among them the playwright, dissident and future Czechoslovak president and Czech president Václav Havel, whose table was always reserved. Zuzana Makejková again.
Mr. Havel used to sit right over there at the table at the end. That was his spot, and nobody else could have it when he was around. He sat there with a view from the window in the direction of his home, and it was, of course, in the smoking section, and that was his spot.
One of the most famous paintings visitors may notice when coming to the café is called The Absinthe Drinker by Victor Oliva, an oil painting dated from 1901, which features a protagonist and his absinthe muse, an imaginary female nude perched pertly on the edge of his table, green and ghostly like the absinthe in his glass. The Absinthe Drinker became popular over the last 20 years. Originally, a painting of the mother of the Slavs, Slavia, hung in its place, but that was moved to the National Gallery in 1997.
The former painting wouldn't fit here anymore after the renovation when the space was opened up, but the Absinthe Drinker fits very well here as well.
Café Slavia rose to such fame that it even featured in some works of literature, including Jaroslav Seifert, who referred to it in Haleva Kometa, and Otto Philipp published a novel titled Kavarna Slavie back in 1985.